Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to share about Life Choices Pregnancy Center, what the Lord has done and continues to do in and through our ministry. You all are a big part of our ministry. Your faithful support is a vital part of our ministry, and we are honored to serve alongside you. As a gesture of gratitude, we are sponsoring a free showing of the movie Roe vs. Wade next Sunday, January 30th at 2 p.m. It will be located at Regeneration Calvary Chapel, which has moved to 130 McGee Road in Sandpoint. We also have moved. We are right next door to Regeneration Calvary Chapel now, and so our address is 35 Lighthouse Drive. We hope to see you at the movie, and we want to thank you for all your support. 2 p.m. Well, today is the day after the 49th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and over 63 million abortions have taken place in that time in the United States, and 1.6 billion worldwide. Our world is rapidly changing, and although we don't have time to recap the last 49 years, let's recap the past year. Politics and big tech censorship, to mask or not, vaccines or antibodies, isolation or super spreader, riot or peaceful protest, in person or online, abortion or life. 2021, it's been quite a year. A world filled with fear, death, and controversy. But we have hope. Over 2,000 years ago, an angel spoke to a young teenaged girl about an unplanned baby who would change history, eternity, and all of us. This baby was set apart to save a world that desperately needed saving, just like today. His name is Jesus, and he is our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus said in John 10:10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." I'm continuously amazed at the fact that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, chose to come to this earth as a helpless child. But not only that, he came through a situation that was difficult and controversial. He came as an unplanned baby to an unwed teenage girl. He could have come as a grown-up, just appeared on the scene, started working miracles and teaching about God, but he didn't. He could have come as a world leader, using his influence and power to lead us to repentance, but he didn't. He chose to come into a situation that was problematic, scandalous, and even disgraceful. There are many reasons why Jesus chose to come as he did. I believe one of them is so that we would find him approachable. Jesus wanted to appeal to sinners, those who felt undeserving, and those of us who had problematic lives. If he came as a world leader, it is unlikely that many of us would have found him relatable. Jesus is all about relationship. He is the great redeemer, and his natural instinct is to move toward sin and suffering, to meet people where they're at, and to bring hope, help, and healing, life abundantly. These past 2 years, many aspects of our lives have changed due to COVID, and pregnancy is no exception. One of the areas the COVID fallout hit hard was our finances. These days, many young families are wrestling with the reality of another mouth to feed and less money to go around. Pregnancy, even within marriage, during financial strain, leaves a couple vulnerable to abortion. In fact, this past year, 48% of our clients were married or engaged. Another 5% were separated from their husbands and struggling with the idea of abortion because they didn't know what situation they would be bringing the baby into or if they had the capacity to provide for them. 13% of our clients were teenagers, and another 13% were 35 years or older. That leaves 74% in the 20 to 34 age range. It may surprise you to know that 67% of our clients identify as Christians, while 27% have no religion or don't know what they believe. As you can see, our clients are not alike in age, religion, or even circumstance. The one area they are alike is in their feelings. They're scared, confused, vulnerable, and in great need of education, love, and support. At Life Choices Pregnancy Center, we meet our clients where they're at, just like Jesus, and we offer his hope, help, and healing power. 98% of our Life Choices clients want to choose life. They just don't know how they can do it. And I'm convinced that this is true for most women and men facing unplanned pregnancy. I don't believe any woman or man makes that decision lightly. The abortion decision is complicated and usually made out of desperation or a sense of survival. They just don't see another option. And they believe the lie this culture tells them. Abortion is an easy and simple solution to the pregnancy problem. You see, pregnancy is not a problem. Pregnancy is life. Abortion is not simple or easy. Abortion is complicated. And depending on how far along you are in the pregnancy will determine your abortion procedure and options. Each option carrying with it various risks, costs, and or complications. The physical effects of abortion will last at least 5 days, and in many cases, weeks. The emotional effects of abortion will last a lifetime. I don't know one person who has had an abortion in their past that has never thought about that baby again. Abortion is not a solution. It is the death of a human life. But many men and women facing pregnancy decisions just don't see other options. Life Choices is here to show them their other options. We give them the choice of life as we offer them support. We launched a new ministry, I'd Hope Families, in April of 2020, so that we could come alongside these men and women who want to choose life, offering them long-term guidance, coaching, and support as they grow in their roles as parents. I'd Hope Families sets them up for success as parents, as they connect with a community of compassionate volunteers in the church. In a word, Idaho Families offers hospitality. Not like we think of it today, but as it's described in the Bible. When Jesus walked the earth, he modeled biblical hospitality. The word used in the Bible to describe hospitality in the Greek is philoxenia. It means love of a stranger. More specifically, it is the kind of love that we have for our best friend. So to be clear, the type of hospitality that Jesus modeled and the one he calls us to as his church is to love strangers as if they are our best friend. Think about that. What would you do for your best friend? Offer them an ear if they need you to listen? Give them your shoulder so they can cry on it? Loan them money if they're in a bind? Offer them your home if they need a warm, safe place to stay? Lend them your car or give them a ride? Help them move? Pray with and for them? The list goes on and on. I imagine we would do anything for our best friend. You, the church, have an opportunity to walk alongside families struggling with life's challenges as you provide them the friendship and support they need to help their families thrive. Let's face it, building a strong, healthy family is hard work, and we cannot do it alone. We need the loving support of our church community. Idaho Hope Families gives you, the church, the chance to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the lives of others as you volunteer in our ministry. There are several volunteer roles to choose from. As a family friend, you can help a dad learn to be the father God called him to be, or the mom to be the nurturer God created her to be, as you encourage, pray for them, and do life together. As a family coach, you can guide the parents through their crisis as you provide them tools, resources, and education as directed by our crisis counselor. As a host family, you can offer a safe place for kids to stay while the parents bring stability back to the home. Life Choices and Idaho Hope Families working together create the support necessary for women and men to choose life for their children. Idaho Hope Families is still growing our volunteer team, and I invite you to prayerfully consider offering what God has blessed you with to share with these families. As you volunteer for our ministry, men and women we serve get to experience the hope, help, and healing power of Jesus Christ through you. And let's be honest, Jesus changes everything. This is true for all of us. When we surrender our will and our life to the care of Jesus, we push our own plans aside and seek his instead. This makes room for the Holy Spirit. The more areas of our lives we surrender to Christ, the more room there is for the Holy Spirit to fill us. The more we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the more we become like Christ. And the more we become like Christ, the more we desire to love others as he loves us. And when we do that, we can change the world. These are very challenging times that we live in. We need the church to take the role God intended in our communities, to love strangers as if they were our best friends, to be the hope for the hopeless. Let's shine the light of Jesus brighter than ever before. Let's do what Jesus does, move towards sin and suffering, to offer hope, help, and healing to this hurting world. I'll be available after the service if you'd like more information. Thank you, and God bless you.